Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast calls for a sunny day today, a high in the mid to upper 50s. Pat Pagano will be along with our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at stories we're following for you in Kent. Concrete or asphalt, they want the residents to decide. Board of Selectmen developing a survey to send out to residents seeking additional input on which material the new sidewalks should be constructed from, concrete or asphalt. Last week, Selectmen opted not to base their decision on grassroots email submissions from over 140 residents and business owners that are in support of concrete. The results of those streetscape building committee meets vote 3-2 in favor of asphalt. First Selectman Gene Speck said the committee suggested a short survey to collect the opinion of a broad representation of townspeople, originally suggesting getting it drafted and distributed. Both Speck and Streetscape Building Committee Chairman Mike Gowell said it was important to give residents the opportunity to share their thought. Meanwhile, the Finance Board Chair in Kent wants school staff cut due to small class sizes. Board of Finance Chairwoman Nancy O'Day-Wyrick questioning why the Board of Education is not reducing teaching staff as retirements happen due to low enrollment numbers in some classes. She'd also like to see tuition increase for out-of-town residents. Dale Wyrick asked school board members last week why they were not taking advantage of the opportunity with three open positions expected to retirement. She suggested combining classes and moving away from the tradition of having two classes per grade, regardless of how many total students there are. Quote, teachers are the most expensive resource you've got, end quote, she said. It reaches a point where we have class sizes that are such small numbers, and per the teacher's contract, it would be very easy to combine some of those classes, end quote. The school board chairman said they chose not to adjust staffing levels based on the recommendation and judgment of the educational professionals, stressing the school board takes its fiscal responsibility strongly. In North Canaan, they want a nonprofit to manage the former Masonic Hall site. Board of Selectmen agreeing state-owned land at the former Masonic Hall site on Route 44 along the shores of Housatonic River could benefit the town, but there's no local staffing available to manage and maintain the property. Selectmen would be amenable to having a private nonprofit take over those duties. The issue was discussed at a board meeting, and it was agreed that a public session with Selectmen, State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Deputy Commissioner Mason Tremble, and Representative of Housatonic Valley Association be scheduled for April 4th at 6 p.m. to confer on the matter. The matter was raised again last week when Tim Abbott of HVA came before the selectmen. In Sharon, they're working to clear up parking messes. That's right. The Board of Selectmen knows where town-owned land is on River Road near Dawnhill Road. Members can take steps to delineate parking spaces to try to avoid congestion at that site. The area which abuts the Appalachian Trail is along the shore of the Housatonic River on land owned by Eversource Energy. It became a popular tourist attraction in the summer of 2020. Park vehicles sometime left haphazard configurations blocked the roadway, resulting in complaints from some neighbors who were fearful that emergency vehicles might not be able to get to homes in that vicinity. Someone placed a series of large boulders along the side of the road, raising concern among selectmen and some neighbors. Selectmen hired a surveyor to determine the road ownership and convened an on-site meeting last Wednesday to hear the results. They concluded the town owns 25 feet from the center line, which has been a determination made on other roads in Sharon and other towns, acknowledging it was a difficult location because five roads converged there, suggesting parking signs be posted, but they did not recommend the map out the site, which would result in a cost to taxpayers. In New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul is making a pitch for several changes to bail reform amid mounting political pressure from some Republicans and an uptick in gun crimes during the pandemic. The 10-point public safety package proposed by the Democratic governor, who is running for re-election this year, would generally make more offensive bail eligible and offer judges more discretion by allowing them to explicitly consider a defendant's criminal history for serious felonies, according to confidential plans first obtained and reported by the New York Post. Greene County lawmakers are lining up priorities for pandemic aid relief, with Greene County set to receive about $9.1 million in federal funding through the American Rescue Plan Act. The legislature has crafted a policy detailing the types of projects it intends to fund with federal money. In January, the Greene County legislature approved $1.6 million in funding to extend natural gas service to the planned Exit 21 West Medical Campus project in Catskill. In February, they held a workshop to examine the federal rules, discuss potential projects, and to draft a policy. A resolution with the ARPA policy passed unanimously in the legislature's Government Operations Committee and will now go to the full legislature for a vote. taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. In Sharon tonight, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting is at 4:30. In Salisbury tonight at 5:30, the Salisbury Central School Board of Education. At 6:30, Planning and Zoning. In Kent, the Park and Recreation has their regular meeting. That is tonight at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton has a regular meeting of the Board of Public Hearings scheduled at 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Specials every day of the week and the weekend. You have a tapas menu as well, interlakenin.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up the week at 34,754.93, the NASDAQ at 13,893.84, and the S&P 500 at 4463.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.